the UFO situation. There is a lot of talk going around which states the new Pentagon Task Force on UFOs will somehow prevent Congress from investigating UFOs. There are several things to consider here, not the least is of what benefit would a congressional investigation of UFOs be. Congress has never been able to get enough data on the subject to be of much use. This also assumes the Pentagon will keep everything secret. I hate to say it, but while the most important findings will be secret, hopefully something of use will be released. The Pentagon must know far more about UFOs than any other agency. Contrary to what many others are saying, I don't think we are going to find out much more about UFOs in the near future. Some of us have a tendency to assign extraterrestrial reasons to everything we don't understand. There are some strange sounds coming from under the ice on a lake at Steamboat Springs, Colorado. These sounds are being called alien radio communications, as if an advanced race would be using radio signals. One man who investigates UFOs has pointed to the fact UFOs have been seen over Colorado. I hate to remind him of this, but UFOs have been seen over every state, so that is hardly proof of an alien underwater base. Having said this, there is plenty of footage of UFOs going into water and coming out, both in the oceans and lakes, but in this case much more proof is needed. With all the equipment we have employed to catch signals from extraterrestrials, we haven't recorded one we can say was truly from any extraterrestrials. Yes, there was the famous WOW signal from SETI, but that was never verified. SETI has a protocol where if a suspected alien signal is received, they have to move the antenna away and then back again, and if they reacquire the signal a second time, then they would declare it from an alien source. The WOW signal was never reacquired that second time. Could the fact we have never received an alien signal teach us anything? I think it could. It seems to me it is an indication radio signals are not being used for communication by aliens. We already know radio signals are far too slow for advanced spacecraft to use if they are at large distances from each other, so maybe it is time to check for other sources, but we may not be advanced enough to acquire these communications. All we can do is add new advanced technology to our searches as it comes available. There is also the school of thought which states we have reverse engineered enough of the technology from crashed UFOs to discover how they communicate and already have the ability to intercept some of their communications, but are keeping this fact secret. Even if we did, this doesn't necessarily mean we understand what is going on. There are even some ancient languages on Earth which we have not been able to decipher. This makes one wonder if we would ever have the ability to understand an alien language, if they even have one. If only telepathy is being used, we might never be able to receive it. Some people believe there is more going on in the Canadian skies than is being told to the public. As a matter of fact, some people are accusing the Canadian government of a cover-up. Why would the government bother to cover up sightings? I guess it could be for the same reason we have been accused of the same thing. It is felt the population is not able to handle the truth. I have to say those who follow this kind of thing probably experience more anxiety not knowing what is going on than they would if they knew. Some say the truth is too terrifying. They think too many people go missing all over the world without explanation. In this country, Alaska is a hotspot for disappearances. There have also been at least one case which has leaked out where a soldier was dragged onto a UFO in front of his partner on patrol and murdered, and then his body was thrown out of the UFO. If there are more of these cases, you can understand why they are being kept secret. There has also been an accusation the Royal Canadian Mounted Police or RCMP know a lot more about UFOs than they are saying. One has to wonder why all of a sudden talking about aliens invading the Earth has become one of the main topics about UFOs and aliens. More people than ever suspect aliens are going to invade. Perhaps this is due to the increase in alien invasion movies on Netflix and Amazon Prime? I have said many times UFOs have been seen since ancient times and have never invaded, so why would people think this is going to happen? I guess some people just need something to worry about. There is no way we would be able to defend against them if they did, but they certainly do not seem to be interested in conquering us. They seem to be more interested in studying us. Since UFOs have been coming here for so long, we have to think maybe they have steered our civilizations in some way we are not aware of. Some might say if this is true, they haven't done too good a job. There are those today who believe aliens helped Germany in World War II. While Germany had some advanced weapons development at the time, I would have to think even those weapons were not able to win the war for them, and if advanced aliens were helping, they could have had even better weapons which would have done the job. There have been conflicting stories about the Nordics, those tall blonde aliens. Some say they are benevolent beings which look like us. Others say these are the ones who helped the Germans. There are just so many conflicting stories going around. If aliens are on our planet, there are probably many different races. Who knows what their morals and ethics might be? What we believe is morally wrong, they might see as not being a problem. On the other hand, they might believe we are an immoral race because of all the wars and such we have been involved in and all the killings and bad treatment we do to each other. If aliens are here and watching us, we have to hope they don't start to believe we could be a menace to the rest of the universe.